Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's my one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and they make it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% with the code PODCAST at grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
I'm joined by someone now whose honesty has resonated with thousands of people online. Jessica Punch is a content creator who recently went through a breakup after 12 years. And instead of staying quiet and keeping to herself, she started sharing her healing journey over on TikTok. One of her videos, filled with simple and powerful breakup recovery tips, has now been viewed over 1 million times. Jessica's vulnerability has turned her into an unexpected voice of comfort for anyone navigating heartbreak. And I'm so glad that you're with us on the show this evening. Jessica, for anyone who might not know your story, can you tell me a little bit about the breakup that you've gone through and what those first few weeks were like in particular after the end of a 12-year relationship? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely wild. So we were together for 12 years from the age of 13. I was 13 and we broke up last December. And yeah, I mean, I think it was a long time coming. It kind of made the breakup itself easier because we actually went on a little break for a while beforehand. So that definitely set me up kind of a bit better. And, you know, looking back, there were probably a lot of things I should have opened my eyes to a little bit more and realized that, you know, it probably should have ended earlier. But I've always been the kind of person to think, you know, I really wanted to fight for it. And I thought, you know, we've been together 12 years or we've been together 11 years or 10 and, you know, we're going to make it work. And what's like a couple of tough years in like the grand scheme of things. So I always fought for it, but I definitely wish I kind of listened to a few signs beforehand and actually just, yeah.
12 years is absolutely no joke though. Like that is such a huge part of your life. What was the, was there a most difficult part of letting go?
I would say the worst part is you're kind of letting go of a past, present and future. Like that person was those 12 years of your life, they're your present and they were also your future. You look into the future and you're making all those plans around that person and kind of every decision you make is kind of sort of made around that person. And then not that you're losing those 12 years of memories, but also, you know, for a good while after the breakup, you don't really want to look back on those memories and you don't really look back on them with fondness because it is really tough. But now I'm kind of at the stage where I start looking at them now in a better way and I can actually look back and smile rather than cry in the craziest way. So I think that is definitely the toughest because you're kind of rewiring your whole future and also your whole mindset on things, you know?
You've been sharing this healing journey that you've been going through online. What led you to doing that?
So for me, I never thought, I was so attached to this person for so long. And I think that's obviously some of the reason as well why we did like last so long. But I really just, I thought if I could get through it and if I have, because after the first few months, I realized that I would be okay. And I realized that I was happy on my own and I found my own happiness and I kind of found myself. So I thought if I never thought I'd get through it at the beginning and for so many years, and then I actually ended up not only getting through it, but thriving and becoming the best version of myself, that if I could show others going through that out there, that it's possible, that, you know, that would make me so happy. Even if I could help one or two people, that honestly would do everything for me. You know, that would just be the best, you know?
Like everybody has experienced heartbreak in some shape or form. So it is it is that relatability that has made kind of your series on TikTok and on social media about the breakup like do so well because so many people are looking for advice. But for you, what were some of the things in the beginning that actually genuinely helped you in the early stages when everything was so raw?
So when everything was so raw at the very beginning, like the first things first, you've got to be so gentle with yourself. As much as you're so frustrated with everything and your feelings and your thoughts, and it is so tough, you have to just sit in it. And I think it's so important. One of the biggest things I say is feel the feels. Like you have to just ride the wave. And even though it's so difficult in the moment, if you don't face those emotions and if you put them to the side and use things to numb it, they will come back later on in the future. And that will be so much more difficult to deal with them then. in. So I think that's really important, but also don't sit in that feeling for too long. Have your cry, have your moments in bed, but also be able to pick yourself up out of that as well and be able to move forward. And I think as well, just surround yourself by your loved ones and who makes you feel the most comfortable around and the most happy. Also, I think that no contact is so important. So I think that, I don't know if you've heard of Mel Robbins before, but she is a podcaster and she helped me a lot kind of through my breakup, and her advice was great. And if you can even, obviously I know that some people can't have no contact and I completely understand that, but if you can, it's great. And also for the first couple of months, if you can try and stop yourself, as hard as it is to, so don't look at any photos, don't look at any videos. I even removed all my Snapchat memories. I know I still use Snapchat, but basically that is so important, because you know, you're being reminded of that person all the time if you don't do those things. And that definitely makes the healing journey slower and more difficult, you know? So if you can do that for the first couple of months, I think that is so key, definitely. And you know, I even got at the beginning, because my parents actually retired to France, so they're not in Ireland anymore. So I got my mom to send me a good morning and good night text every day. And that kind of helped, because, you know, you're so used to that from that person, that try and swap out these things with others, if that helps. So get someone close to you to do that. And mom actually still, we still do that to this day. And it's actually kind of a lovely way to keep us in contact as well. So I think that's great. And also a huge thing that works for me was therapy. I actually started going to therapy a few years before the breakup, and I think that really helped me build my confidence, find myself, discover who I am, and be able to feel like I would be okay on my own. And I know it's not very, and I know it's not accessible for every single person, and I completely understand that, but if you can, I think that it is the biggest benefit ever. And as much as it's kind of scary in the beginning, and it's the unknown of therapy sometimes, and it's more so the thought than the actual process that's difficult, I think it's one of the best things you can do, for sure.
You've talked on your TikTok about closure kind of coming from within. What is that like? How would you describe that to somebody?
So I think really, I think it's so important that, you know, so healing yourself and finding peace from within is so important, because, you know, if you're going to try and have that last conversation with that person, or reach out and try and phone that person to get more out of them, I just think that won't really help what you need, because I think that comes from within. So if you heal yourself and you get yourself to a happy place on your own, that is probably the best thing you can do. Because sometimes, you know, if that person's hurt you or if they've done wrong, no matter what they say or do will fix what they've done or fix the past. And yeah, that's what I think helps the most, really, in that way. Yeah.
How supportive was your TikTok community through all of this? Obviously, you're so honest sharing your journey, and it can be so vulnerable anyway to talk about a breakup, never mind in front of like all of your followers on TikTok. What were your TikTok community like throughout all of this?
Oh, it gets me so emotional, because every time I kind of had kind of a tough moment or a bit of a time where I found it hard, I would post a video, and I didn't think it would reach anyone ever, really. And then when it did, and people came back to me telling me their stories and their versions of things, and telling me what they were going through, and that they felt the same way at the same time of the breakup that I was going through, it just made me feel so much less alone as well. And I think it was kind of vice versa in that way too. And it really helped me through those tough times, feeling like I wasn't the only one feeling these ways, because obviously sometimes it can be such an isolating feeling if nobody around you is going through that breakup or understands that kind of feeling, that then being able to get that from all my followers and everyone out there was just so helpful.
You seem to be rebuilding into this amazingly confident woman. You were before, but you're coming across even more so like that now with all this healing. And I know that you're hosting some get-together events for young people in Galway. I know there's an upcoming bauble painting event as well. How has all of that been going for you?
Oh my gosh. So that was one of the things I put on my bucket list for 2025, and coming towards autumn, which is my favorite time of year, that was the last little thing to tick off, and I wasn't going to do it, but I pushed myself to do it. And I thought, you know what, why not? Let's go for it. Let's try it out. Even if there's 5-10 people, that'll still be fun. So as autumn is my favorite time of year, I thought there's no better time to do it than to do a pumpkin painting event. So I hosted it in Limited Coffee Company in the Lisbon Industrial real estate, my favorite little cafe. So vibey, so cozy, the perfect place for it. And it was incredible. We had about 40 people there. We just had like the relaxing tunes. I made some of my own baked goods as well. And Lorcan in Limited Coffee supplied us with the drinks and everything. And it was just so stunning. So I'm actually hosting another one on the 13th of December. And it's going to be a bauble painting event. And it's just going to be lovely. And it's just, I think that there is a lack of kind of alcohol-free, wholesome little girly events in Galway at the moment. So I thought, why not provide a really fun girly event, you know?
There's definitely a niche there for that, because I know that like the alcohol-based events, they're not necessarily something that most people want nowadays. I mean, there's statistics and all of that going down. So definitely a popular event. Where would you say you are on your healing journey now? I mean, you seem to be living your best life in so many different ways.
Thank you so much. Honestly, I think it was about the 9 or 10 month mark was when I really saw the biggest difference. So I was kind of able to look back on memories with a smile on my face rather than with tears. And I didn't think about that person every day. And I didn't, you know, have those dreams anymore or have those kind of thoughts and anxieties about everything anymore. And, you know, listen, like, it's not the same. Everybody's journey is different and there's no pressure and there is no rule book on healing. So I also think that where that's my story, but your story could be different and you've just got to take your time with it. And I kind of stopped forcing myself to feel a certain way. So sometimes I would feel that, oh, I should be healing quicker or I should be over it by now. But honestly, letting go of that and just taking your time with it and removing the pressure helps so much. And yeah, now I just feel like I've more room for an energy for my own stuff and be able to fill my own cup and put my energy into my own life. Because for so long of the relationship, I kind of put all my energy and time and worries and anxieties into that person that I could never really focus on myself. And, you know, then I started kind of posting on TikTok a little bit more, and kind of my passion is videos and video editing. And that even landed me with the job I have today, actually sticking to that and working hard on that, you know.
There might be someone listening this evening who resonates with your journey in some way, and they might be fearing starting over in whatever capacity. What would you say to somebody who is fearing beginning again, or they think that they're too old or too far in it to begin again?
No, you're never too old or too far in it at all, because that's what I thought. And that's why I kept the relationship going so long, was because I thought, well, we're in it this long, we may as well keep going. And what if I don't find someone new? And what if I'm alone forever? And what if this and that? But you know what? Now who I am to this day, I would rather be single for the rest of my life than be in a relationship where you're not treated right. Or, you know, it's kind of like treat others the way you'd like to be treated. If you're not being treated well or well enough in a relationship, then you shouldn't be in that relationship. And I think some of us are afraid of being alone, but you shouldn't be, because when you pour your time and energy into yourself and getting to know yourself again and building back up your confidence and everything, that is the most important thing. And then if you fill your cup up, I now have filled my cup up so much that I don't feel like I need somebody else. And also I would love somebody else and it will come along down the line. But be so happy in yourself that you don't need somebody else for that happiness. And then that person will eventually come along. And I think that it's important to just be happy on your own, number one, and then the rest will come. And yeah, then just do what you love. And by doing what you love and what makes you happy, you just become so much more fulfilled.
I think we need to get you on stage at a TED Talk, because that was very motivating and very empowering. I even felt it myself. Thank you so much for all of that, Jessica. And for your vulnerability, there have been so many people that have connected with you over it. So fair play for being so brave and putting that all out online. Where can people find you on TikTok if they want to follow along with what you get up with now?
Thank you so much. Honestly, it means the world. So Jessica Four Punch on TikTok and Instagram. And I'll also be starting kind of a breakup advice series in January, just to kind of help people get through it as well. Because obviously I know January can be a really tough time. So yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with you about that series, I'm sure, in 2026 on our radio's group chat. And thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.